Inanna the Priestess, Part 5, from the book The Return of the Sexual Priestess by Jennifer Posada. You can find out more and hear the rest of this story at jenniferposada.com/Inanna. As I looked around under her sweeping canopy, it was as if another life were laid over this one. As if I could see the glint of a serpent writhing in the roots. The lithe body of a woman arching her back in the trunk. The sweep of wings in the branches from some magical time before my own. But I felt the magic as alive now as then. Most of all, in my body. There was no one in view. I turned my body over and opened my legs, as if I had done this 1,000 times before. My vulva was wet and liquid dripped onto the earth. The tree breathed. I felt it and put my fingers there. A gasp the size of which astonished me came out of my mouth, and I fell under a spell of beauty and bliss I had never known. As my body began to writhe of its own accord, I had fleeting thoughts of the lessons I had had drilled into my mind over and over again. Don't let the sexual energy run through you unimpeded. Don't let it loose or it will destroy you and others around you. Only the hell of the lost ones will come of allowing such energy to run of its own accord. You must control it or you will lose all wisdom and insight. You will lose all you hold dear and be cast out from the temple and society. No one will have you, for you will be damned. But if you control this energy, the highest of blessings await you. The freedom of the wise ones will be yours, and you will be awarded the highest honors. Your life will be one of esteem, and you will be blessed all the way into the heavenly realms when your life on earth is done. Never deviate from the path. The others who have gone before down that dark path have never returned. Your entire making will come of controlling and directing this energy as you have been taught. The words flowed through me while waves of pleasure seemed to usher them along out of me, as if into the river and away forever. As my fingers slipped inside of me, I thought to myself, in the clearest message I had ever felt, nothing but good can come from this. And all the ancient spells of darkness I had been given in the temple were gone from me, their roots lifted by the storm of meeting my body's pleasure and knowing. By the power of my vulva. As I cried out in pleasure, the bark of the tree against my back, the dirt under my bare feet, my robe opened around my thighs. I felt my vagina release more wetness into the earth, and I finally erupted like an unleashed river into the most incredible orgasm of my life. And the earth was cleansed, restored to its nature. The things that once marked it with pain were washed away by the power of my body and my vulva, and all of the secrets of the universe were revealed to me. I knew then there was nothing I couldn't do or feel, and I knew why this had been hidden. I knew the temple wished to control these energies and that they would not control me. I felt the earth meet me. I felt my hulupu tree embrace me, and I lay there with my legs open, vulva just barely touching the earth for a long time. Even after I wasn't touching myself anymore, I felt waves of pleasure rock me through my very core over and over again. I marveled at my wondrous vulva. When twilight came, I placed my hand against the tree, sharing wordlessly the understanding that I would be back, that we would be together again always now, no matter where I was.